Let's turn now to the Affordable Care Act, which President Trump has called a huge disaster. The truth is that some insurance companies have suffered losses in the Obamacare marketplaces, leading to a couple high-profile exits. But one smaller California-based insurer has done pretty well, Molina Healthcare. As the California Report's health reporter April Domboski found out, that's because the company found an unusual niche in the market.
David Molina started out as a doctor in Long Beach. Sometimes his patients couldn't pay, and they gave him items from their homes instead. A glass decanter, a pipe organ, even the family dog. Molina was old-fashioned, and he believed everyone deserved good care, regardless of ability to pay. And that was his philosophy when he started his health insurance company, focusing on customers with Medicaid, government coverage for the poor. So when the Affordable Care Act came along, the company was ready. Molina's son, Mario Molina, is the CEO now. He says most people who signed up for Obamacare plans are low income.
It's a different population than most insurance companies have been interested in.
For example, Molina knows that transportation is an issue for their customers. They often take the bus to medical appointments, so they'd much rather see a doctor close to home, not someone at a fancy academic hospital 30 miles away.
We don't contract with every hospital and every doctor. It's not everyone. But it's enough so that you can find a doctor and the hospital and the services that you need.
Having fewer doctors in their network means lower costs for Molina. And that means the company was able to earn some modest profits in the first couple years of Obamacare. But some big-name commercial insurers are used to creating health plans for employers, who often want more doctors and more benefits to attract better employees. Plans like that cost more.
They're looking at things sort of from the top down, and we're looking at things from the bottom up.
In other words, Molina is used to running a low-cost, low-margin business. Those big guys aren't. Industry analysts say that's why several of them lost money with Obamacare.
It's easier to work up from a low-cost position than it is to work down from a higher-cost position.
Josh Weisbrod is a healthcare consultant with Bain & Company.
For an insurer that is used to selling employer plans with rich benefit designs and broad networks, it is difficult for them to sort of transition that to a narrower network of lower cost providers.
But Molina says there's been a serious downside to his company's success. He says one provision of the Affordable Care Act was designed to help insurance companies cover losses if they ended up with a lot of really sick, expensive patients. The way it works, companies with fewer sick patients pay some of their revenues to the companies that have more. Molina says it was a fine idea, but it didn't work.
Well, let's put it this way. Currently, Molina Healthcare is returning 25% of our premiums to the government, which are then distributed to our competitors. So we are really subsidizing our competitors and helping them rather than forcing them to compete.
He says the formula lawmakers came up with seems to punish efficiency rather than help those who had some bad luck.
And I think it was done by well-meaning people who had a theoretical knowledge, but not a practical knowledge of insurance.
Molina operates in 12 states and Puerto Rico. He's hoping Congress will tap into his experience as it debates the future of the Affordable Care Act.
It doesn't need to be scrapped and replaced. It needs a tune-up.
He says if lawmakers need guidance on how to fix Obamacare, they should look at one state that he says really got it right, California.
They forced everyone to really compete, and that made everyone kind of sharpen their pencils and do a better job. It's kept everyone on their toes. And as a result, I think there's been more stability in the marketplace.
There's also more predictability. California may have more business regulations than other states, but Molina says that's created a level playing field.
The state doesn't make arbitrary decisions. We can plan from year to year. We understand the rules. Imagine if you're trying to play a game and the rules change at every quarter.
He's hoping the newly elected rulemakers at the federal level take this to heart. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.